This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, this is sort of a stacked thing, so let me first welcome Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. Lincoln, now, is it my understanding you want to sort of introduce your guests and everything because this is a new thing?
I would really like to introduce these guys. They're kind of special to me.
Okay, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to pretend like you're in a show right now, and I'm going to be your producer.
Brush that.
Which just means I'm just going to give you a little bit of music. So you let me know when you're getting ready to go to introduce these people. Tell me. You ready to go?
All right. So Bill, check this out, right? All right, we're getting crazy.
All right. Yeah.
So you and I talk a lot about how the culture of the U.S. is changing. Like, as a culture, we've gotten weak. We've gotten soft. Everything's changing. Like, guys are wearing skinny jeans, and they've got man buns, and enough's enough. You know, we talk a lot about what it means to have conservative values and how our values are under attack.
Yes.
So today, I have two friends here with me. We've got Jason and Ben from Skillset Magazine. Now, these guys are fighting the same fight that we are, but in a different way, and I want to tell everybody about them. So, Jason Swore, he's a retired gunnery sergeant from the Marine Corps. He's a combat vet. He's the owner of Straight Ahead Photography, which is one of the coolest photo studios in the country. They do stuff that nobody else does. It's just awesome. Everybody tries to emulate them, but nobody can get it right. But most significantly, he is the editor of Skillset Magazine, which is based out of Phoenix, Arizona. And then we've got Ben. Now, Ben is the assistant editor at Skillset. He's got a long history in the industry. He's the guy who gets stuff done. He's out there on a daily basis snapping necks and cashing checks. He's dropping warheads on foreheads. Like, he is the guy that's making stuff happen. So I asked Jason and Ben to join us for a very specific reason. You and I both agree that today's media sucks, and both of these guys are fighting against what has become cool and fashionable in our current culture. Jason and Ben are fighting against that garbage that tells us that we should feel bad about being men, and they have stepped up to the table, and now they're like defining masculinity in a new, smart, cool, edgy, and gritty kind of way. So how's that for an introduction?
That's pretty good.
So, Jason, are you there?
This is the drama of live radio.
It sure is.
Have we got Jason? I know we have Jason.
Yeah, I'm back. Come here.
Okay.
There he is. All right, so we've got Jason. How about Ben? Are you there, Ben?
I'm here.
Awesome. So, of course, I want to hear all about Skillset. But most significantly, I want you to tell all the listeners what makes Skillset so different than most of the trash that's currently on the magazine rack.
And one thing, gentlemen, now, I come from the same bolt of cloth that you come from, although mine got unwound about 30 years ago. So we do have to comply with the FCC and everything. So while we're getting descriptive, please, if you would be so kind. And other than that, all bets are off.
Let's keep it family rated.
Yes, we got it.
I got you. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it. Lincoln, of course. Great talking both of you guys, and thanks for spending some time with us. No, look, I give you everybody asks me, you know, what's the reasons we have Skillset Magazine? I love it. People are like, what's three reasons why Skillset is a magazine for men? And I laugh at this. I say Esquire, GQ, and Men's Health. Those are your choices when you go to the men's intersection. And this is how Skillset came about. I was like, these magazines do not represent me. They don't represent Ben. They don't represent, I would say, a majority of Americans out there, especially the blue-collar side of the house. And but we have no choices. And you know how media goes, right? It seems like there's a certain side of this country that seems to run most of it, and we're just trying to do our part, man. Trying to do our part to fight back a little bit and you know, put our little soapbox out there and express our views.
Well, and I fully appreciate that too. As doing what I do, you know, it's sort of a it's not a lonely job. There's some other guys that do what I do. There's not the people that do it as much as I do it, and there's not the people that look at people like Lincoln or Kit Cope or you guys and say, these guys would be great on the air, because they're a little afraid,
right,
to sort of give voice to what's underneath the crust, right?
Yes, sir.
And you guys getting out there and putting out a magazine, and you got a podcast too, right? Skill Set Podcast. So you guys putting out this magazine, this podcast and everything, this is sort of just swelling the number, and I'm digging it. I mean, cool.
So I'm already got an insider view. You know, I've been, checking these guys out for a long time, but I also am friends, you know, with these guys. So I've got a little bit, you know, I'm partial to them for sure.
Sure.
But the message of Skill Set is important. It's like a lot of guys that have, you know, shows or have any influence right now that have conservative values or are outside of what has become the norm. It's very important. It's vital. And I read every issue. I love it. And Skill Set magazine, it's full of, like, you know, great training tips. It's got gear reviews. It's got in-depth news stories that you're not going to find in any of these other, like, you know, GQ and Esquire and Men's Health. You're not going to find it there. But beyond that, it's a magazine for men. And when I say men, I mean men. It's edgy, but with a bit of grit. And it's got the kind of humor that you're not going to find anywhere else. And when I say that, as veterans, we guys laugh about things that most people look at us and, you know, they kind of, like, they don't get us. And that's cool. But you find that kind of humor in Skill Set. So what I typically tell people, I'm like, yeah, it's just like GQ, but for real men. So... I say that all the time. If anybody asks me about Skill Set, I'm real quick to tell them, yeah, it's just like GQ, but for real men. So I just read this great article in the most recent issue, and it's called Don't You Know That You're Toxic by Ryan Hoover, and it's all about toxic masculinity. So I feel like you hit the nail on the head, but what I really want to know, Jason, is so why did you feel like it was important to put this story and, you know, feature it in the magazine?
Because no one else is doing this. This is exactly why. You know, I mean, on a giant stage that it is the print world, it is a giant stage. But, and of course, we're a small fish in this. But we have to start preaching this. We're in this submissive culture where, I'll get into this in a while, but we're being, an alpha male or being, or even an alpha female. It seems to be it's looked down upon. It's like, oh, look at your chauvinist. You're a bigot now or whatever. That's not the truth. And far from it. So, we try to put this out. We have our writers are the same way. I encourage them. I'm like, I don't put any restrictions on them. I'm like, tell it just like you tell me in the back of a car or whatever. We're driving down the road. I want to hear that same story, but I'll put it in print. And we have some high-profile guys that actually write for us that don't get to say this on, you know, the second they put it on Twitter or whatever, they get chastised. They get destroyed, right, by the left and whatnot. And I don't think that's a fair shake. So if I can give these type of stories to the public, to people like us, then, I mean, I'm doing my service. You know, whether you guys read it or not, that's a different story. But we're doing our best. That I want to be the only magazine in that men's intersection with a little cojones, if you know what I mean. So
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. And just as an aside, when you go to their website, some of the people that write for them, like Bass Bertan, you guys have probably heard of him. But Billy Cho, who arguably, I always thought Rifle Dynamics has become less since Billy Cho is no longer with them. Fred Madison.
Yeah.
And he's a writer now. I think that's just the craziest thing about Fred. So anyway, you guys hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Jason Swar and Ben Terpak from Skill Set Magazine, who are the guests of Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. And this is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And since it's Wednesday, that means that we're talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. Those of you who listened to me long enough with Lincoln here would find it as no surprise that he would be friends with people like Jason Swarr and Ben Turpak. Like, for example, Ben, if I may, in your picture that's on the website, you're in front of some very impressive weaponry, except it's like you have a baseball bat. Is that just because you like to get that just close? I mean,
I'm a big fan of the sport.
Gotcha.
You know, so okay. I like to up on it. Even though I'm getting older, you know, you got to practice with the kids in the backyard and stay up on these things.
Yeah, but well, typically their baseball bats are wrapped in Constantino wire, right?
Yeah, this one has a different shade towards the tip end of the barrel there.
That's where some of the paint is wearing off. I'm gonna have to get that repainted.
So, how is it now? How old is Skillset? Now, I've seen the magazine out there because I go to Barnes and Noble a lot. I know it's carried in a lot of military posts, like AFES and mm-hmm. most of the training posts in South Carolina. Anyway. How old is Skillset?
We're really new. This is our seventh issue that just hit the stands last week, by the way. And we're quarterly, so it's been about a year and a half since we've been on the newsstands.
So just so everybody knows, and then Lincoln, you get to be the man in just a second. But I just want to put this out just so it does get out there. They are a magazine. They are a podcast. As a podcast, they are an impressive podcast. How often do you guys put out a podcast episode?
We do it twice a week. It's called Skillset Live, and you know we get a nice range of guests that you'll probably find in our magazines a lot of times, but we have a good time with it, and we're shocked that people want to listen to us. That's the nice part.
Well, you're getting in excess of 10 grand per episode.
Yeah, we're still young with it. So about 10,000 downloads per episode, and
that's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. That is pretty strong to go. How many podcasts have you put out?
We're in our 70s, I believe, right now.
That's
correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's very impressive. Don't.
So, Jason, real quick, if somebody wants to look for your podcast, what do they need to do? Where do they find it?
We're everywhere. I always tell people that, but the easiest way, guys, hit the Google button and just type in Skillset Live, and that whole front page will come up, and you can listen to it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you know the deal. So we're everywhere you can hear podcasts. I think we've reached that status. Yes, for sure.
Awesome. Well, that's what's up. So, you know, Bill. I don't know if you know this, and I don't know why it slipped my mind, and maybe I'm just getting senile in my old age, but I feel like I need to say this. So when I got together with Spikes, and we wanted to put out that Antifa ad, there was only one person that I would even go to or trust to shoot that ad, and boom, you're talking to him. It's Jason, but he did it at Straight 8 Photo. So I'm kind of like, wow, like, how did I not think to mention that? And we have talked episode after episode about that Antifa ad. So anybody that needs some out-of-the-box thinking when it comes to photography, they can also reach out to, you know, Straight 8 for that.
Jason, when I reached out to Kit and Lincoln here, they had been used to some really bad press coming after them. Vox and media something. I don't know who it was.
Newsweek and Vice. We had a whole people coming after us.
A whole bunch of leftist socialists coming at them. And then I said, you guys can come on my show, and I like what you did, because I had been saying, and I'd been using the term too.
Yeah,
I'm going on my I'm almost in my 60s right now, but I know that I know this one day. That group is going to come around, and I've always called them pipe hitters, and even when I was in the military, I called it pipe hitters, and they're going to come around the corner and be facing a bunch of pipe hitters, and then you guys put it together.
Yeah, that whole concept, and I had so much fun. Like I said, for those who don't know, I also own the Straight 8 Photography, which is a firearms, photo studio. But when I get requests like this from Lincoln to do the Antifa ad, we've done a few of their ads, and especially for Skillset Magazine. It was so nice. But it's fun because I'm having a good time. We're expressing what I want to put out there, and it's an art form, I guess, that I can put it out there. And yes, it does. It creates quite a few waves, and which I like, you know. And if we're melting some snowflakes, then so be it.
Well, you're actually doing it. It's sort of a public service, really, because some of these people, some of these political types, some of these hacks, some of these Antifa people, They have no idea what's at the bottom of the slippery slope as they try to default to violence.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what's waiting for them in the mud. So getting out there and putting this out there, you're probably saving a few people in the John Brown Gun Club and the Antifa and, you know, the hashtag the resistance. Because a lot of them take their they're all followers, you know. So when Maxine Waters gets out there and says, hey, you know, I think we should harass these people all the way, that becomes a license for some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like that guy in Alexandria, we see how far some of these people are willing to take it. And, you know, there were some types with those congressmen in Alexandria that were able to deal with him. But that's not what they've been running into in most places. So it's actually sort of a public service you're doing.
Yeah, there's a silent majority of, and I love to work, I keep using the word pipe hitters, but you're right. You said it earlier. There's these, you know, former military, not even former military, I said just patriots and in general, you know, that are out there that we're not the loudmouths. We're not the guys screaming and breaking windows with Starbucks and burning things down. But the second you infringe on our rights, the second you step on my toes, guess what? This is, you know, it's going to be a rude awakening, you know, and it's something that we hope never happens, but you're seeing what they're doing, man. They're pushing their agendas a little too hard on us, and, well, sometimes it doesn't work out the way it should be for them.
No, it shouldn't.
I'm okay with that.
You know, Lincoln, I feel like I'm infringing on your time.
I'm not here to pick a fight, but don't bring the fight to me, because you're going to get something that you're not expecting.
Well, yeah,
I agree.
They don't understand the capacity and the capability of uncorking some hyperviolence. You know, they get out there and they think, I'd like to slap him silly. Okay.
Right, well, that. Bring it.
You know, when you start it, that means all other pretenses are gone, and I'm going to make up the rules as I go, because I'm going to win.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
We're coming up on the next break, so let me do a little sell in here if I can. We're coming up on the next break. So, Pipe Hitters Union. This is attitude that you can wear. And being a pipe hitter is not, it's not about having a DD-214 or something on your resume. It's about something that you carry around in your chest. It's about something you feel. And, you know, I'm a pipe hitter. I'm still a pipe hitter. Me and my surgical scars and everything involved in it, I'm still a pipe hitter. And I wear that proudly. And you can too. And now, in addition to listening to me, you can go to Skillset and listen to their podcast, to get their magazine, and embrace the alpha male that we all are. Because there's nothing wrong with being alpha. We'll be right back. My guest, Lincoln Osiris, Jason Swar, Ben Terpak. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump again blasted NATO allies for not spending enough on defense and asked them to increase their spending from 2 to 4% of their GDP. Marco Rubio believes the president does have a point.
If you go through history, you'll find that in the midst of the Cold War, president after president and administration after administration had the same complaint. So that's not a new complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between saying, I don't think that our partners are doing enough, which is valid, and then saying, you know, what some are claiming the president's saying, which is, I think we should get rid of NATO. I haven't heard him say that. He certainly questioned the arrangement.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and tonight, of course, it's Wednesday, so that means it. From Pipe Hitters Union, I'm joined by Lincoln Osiris, who I really should just give the show over to Lincoln. Lincoln gets some really good guests, Lincoln. You get really good guests, Lincoln. I mean, I've got Cody Perrin's book sitting right here on my desk that I just reviewed and just posted up on his Facebook wall. But anyway. I just want to ask these guys one more question, and then I got to turn this over to you because I've been taking your time, man. I don't want to take your time.
It's all good.
So, gentlemen, you have a podcast. Have you ever affected the radio voice?
No, that's something that we need to work on. that's my thing. When we put together a podcast, and it was Ben. I'd never listened to a podcast in my life.
Right.
I was just straight radio and all that, and then. We're quarterly, and Ben's like, hey, we need to bridge this gap, because people were really excited that first month that we're out, and the second month we start dying off, and then right before we come back for the new magazine, they get super excited again. But that little in-between, so he's like, let's talk on the radio, let's talk about the alpha lifestyle stuff, the stuff we talk about in the magazine. And I was like, okay, here we go. But it turned out great, and you know what, it's become a fun thing, and I'm a fan of you guys and your show, and I listened to personalities like you. And that helps me, helps us do a better podcast because, you know, at the end of the day, it's entertainment and I want everybody's time is valuable and I want to make sure that they're getting their money's worth.
Well, the radio voice, just so you know, is something that you have to affect. If you ever learn how to do it, then throw it out right away because it's ridiculous. But, I mean, it's you getting out there going, hi there, this is Jason Swore and this is Skill Set Podcast. Coming up next. Tonight on the Skill Set Podcast, we have Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and the Gold Digger Dancers, and you know
hey.
That kind of thing. So you know,
I think if we ever have a Skill Set After Dark, I'll perfect that. That'd be great.
Hey, Anyway, I'm going to take myself, Lincoln, and mute myself, and you and the guys from Skillset talk about what you wanted to have them on here in the first place for, okay?
All right, so I've got a great question, and I'm glad that you said that, Jason, when you were just talking. You were like, you listen to the other guys that are kind of out there doing their own shows. Like, you listen to Bill, and you listen to Lock and Load, and it kind of helps you with what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what I love so much about Skillset Magazine is that it's not full of a bunch of junk. Now, of course, it's full of humor and it's got funny and witty stuff. And even your ads are cool stuff, ads that you're dang sure not going to find in, you know, GQ or Esquire or Men's Health. And that's all good. But the articles that you've got, why, like, what makes you passionate about these articles? Can you give me, like, I don't know, an example, you know, one or two examples of some really good articles that the listeners would be interested in, something that is meaningful that people would connect with and would resonate with the listeners?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Are you trying to tell me to pick one that I really like? I think I love them all. But, like, we put out, say, Ben, what's it? Oh, you know what? Let's talk about Brian Murphy. All right? Brian Murphy, who his story, I don't know if you read that. It was an article, I believe, in our last magazine or one. I can't remember what actual issue it was. But he's a law enforcement officer that went to go first responder on a mass shooting. Okay. He got ambushed and he was shot, I want to say 17 times in one sitting. And he lived. He lived because of his, you know, his body armor and training. And you got to read the story, but it's, you don't read about
stories. What kind of armor was he wearing?
Like the manufacturer, the company?
Yeah, the manufacturer.
It was Armored Express.
That's what I thought. Okay. So, yes, I absolutely did read that article. Yes, okay. Armored Express. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Please go on.
Yeah, well, what I was getting at is it's stories like that that you don't see in the mainstream news. You don't see that in the magazines and in the stores. So I thought it was our duty to put stuff like this out, all right? I mean, this is a great survival story and how this guy recovered, and he had the strength to recover. He could have laid down and just died, it was, you know, and gave up. But he didn't give up. And even being shot 17 times, the guy is a hero, and it's something that stories like that I like to put out there and for the readers, and they're quick reads. A model that we follow is not to put out the Dead Sea Scrolls, you know? I want you to be in and out quick in every article. And then here's the thing, we're all big boys and girls. If you want to know more, you know where to go. You know, I don't have to give you every bit of information. I get you hooked, I get you excited. Wow, I'd love to know more about Brian Murphy and how he survived and his recovery, because I went through the same thing or whatnot. Fine, go do your homework, go figure it out. We're there to introduce patriots, leaders, heroes like that. And then, of course, like you mentioned before, we do have some humor, and I want that, because I love, you know, with the world we're in today, man, you turn on Instagram, you turn on Twitter, my blood pressure goes through the roof, right? Especially if I turn on the news,
right?
I can't take it. We create a skill set for a break, for guys to have some fun, learn some good stuff, get some news sources that you're not going to see, or stories you're not going to see anywhere else. And then, you know, you're not going to get a PhD, I'm going to tell you that right now, out of our magazine, yeah. But you're going to have some fun, and it's going to be enjoyable, man.
Yeah, and just to hit on a few of those points. It was,
you know, I appreciate that you say that, because what you said was, you know, you get people interested, you give them a little bit, and then you're out. And I can tell you what, the world has changed so much that if I can't get what I need in my head in that first 60 seconds, I'm already out. So I really appreciate those articles that are really informative. They get to the point quickly and they tell you what you want to know. And if you want to, you know, dive deeper into that rabbit hole, you can, but hey, by the time, like, you've gotten through that article fairly quickly. So, Ben,
sure.
I want to hear from, you know, the man that's really kind of making stuff happen. I want to know kind of the same question to you. Like, what are the articles that I see your face everywhere. Like, you are everywhere throughout the magazine. Like, you're in all the ads. Like, you're just, I mean, you are the man. But which articles that you're, like, most passionate about?
Wow. You know what? I would say it's a column from Zoltan Bathory, right? He's the Five Finger Death Punch metal band for, if, you know, I don't know if people know who Five Finger Death Punch is, but It's a heavy metal band that's really, really popular, and he is the owner of this band. And he's a Hungarian immigrant, okay? Came over here, lived behind the Iron Curtain. He's our age, you know, the 40, 45, 47 years old. But anyway, as a kid, he grew up in communist Hungary and followed the American dream. When the wall came down, he came over here legally. He did that. He came here with an English dictionary and a broken guitar, drove cabs for years, learning his craft, and now this guy's a multimillionaire rock star, and he writes for us, and he tells these stories. He tells you, he looks at the youth these days and the people bitching about America and crying about America, and it's like, hey, you don't understand how great you have it in this country. Let me tell you, and he goes down every issue and just tells you how bad it is under a communist rule and how, you know, what the freedoms that we have here that should not be taken for granted. So I would say those are some of my favorites to read, those type of articles.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, one of the reasons I appreciate skill set so much is in our current culture in America, things are just jacked up. Like, it's become cool to be a beta male. It's become cool to just be a DB. So, you know, I can guarantee you my two sons will be strong. They will be confident. I want them to know it is okay to be confident in their strength and to be proud of their masculinity. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want them to be punks, and that's not what I mean by that. But I want them to be strong, confident men. And when I see people like you, I see Skill Set Magazine, and you're pushing back against this beta male narrative.
Let me get you a hold right there at the beta male because we're heading into the break.
Boom.
And you can finish that up on the other side. The hub for all of this is skillsetmag.com. From there, you can go everywhere, get everything they got, see everything they got going on. And, of course, Pipe Hitters Union, pipehittersunion.com. Please patronize them, if you would. My guests, Lincoln Osiris, Jason Swore, Ben Terpak. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Okay. My guests this hour are Lincoln Osiris and his guests from Skill Set Magazine, Jason Swor, Ben Turpak. Now, just so everybody knows, due to the drama of live radio, the microphone just fell off of the desk. So, I'm going to allow, my man Lincoln here. Lincoln, you're going to be taking us out till the last 30 seconds. You have from this point forward about, let me see here. You got right at 9 minutes, brother. Have at it. I'm going to be trying to do something field expedient here as we go.
Hashtag, I got your back.
Roger that. Right.
So, Jason, I'm kind of in a weird spot. So, during the commercial break, it's really weird. So, when we do these radio shows every week, you know, I've got a lot of time during the commercial break to, like, think and reflect on the previous segment. So, sure. During the commercial break, I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, what does it mean to be a man? You know, in my mind, what does it think to be a man? And everybody's got their own opinion, of course. But to me, you know, there's a very significant part that means that, you know, being humble enough to know that we don't have all the answers. It's the difference between being that young buck, that kid, that teenager in your early 20s thinking you've got all the answers. But then, you know what? Guess what? You grow up, you get wiser, and you realize that your dad was a whole lot smarter than you thought. And to me, that's truly the moment when you, you know, kind of become a man. And in today's world, a lot of people want us to feel guilty about being a man. And I think it's a real problem. But you guys at Skillset, you've got two middle fingers, or four. If I count you and Ben both together, you got four middle fingers in the air to all these guys. And you guys are celebrating masculinity, but you're doing it in a cool, edgy, and, like, gritty kind of way. And I love it. I respect it, and I appreciate it, knowing that I've got these two kids. And I want my children to know the difference. Like, I want them to know, hey, you don't need to be a beta male. Of course they're going to hear it from me, but if I'm the only one speaking, then it's not as, it's not making as much of an impact. But you guys are out there doing it. You're doing it loud and proud. So I've got a few questions for you. But the first question I've got for you, man, is, you know, why is it so important for you to kind of counter? Why do you feel the need to counter this narrative?
Well, look, real quick, this is part of the reason why when I had the reins put, you know, given to me by, we're owned, I don't know if anybody knows this, we're a men's magazine, or I guess an Alpha Lifestyle magazine, but we're owned by a woman. A woman veteran, by the way, Marine Corps veteran, okay? And when she says, hey, I want to create this magazine, I want you guys, you know, Ben and myself, to run it and be the face and put out what's on your mind. And that's the first thing that came up to me. I was like, you know what? It's this beta male movement that's killing me, man. I'm so tired of this submissive, I'm sorry for everything culture that we're part of these days, you know? And I'm not saying you got to be, you know, an a-hole. I think you need, you know, you got to be respectful. You got to be humble, just like you said. But we're bred to be the protectors, the hunters, right? And when there even when there's not, say, an alpha male around, there needs to be a female that fills those shoes. So that's why we see Alpha Lifestyle. You know, I keep saying alpha male, but there are females out there that got to take that role, all right, to be the protector, to be the hunter. It seems that, you know, when you come out that way and it's like, yes, this is what I'm bred for. This is what's in my DNA to protect my family, to provide for my family. Then you end up being somehow labeled a chauvinist or a bigot or something like that. And I'm like, that is such the wrong direction that our country is going in right now, that we need to get back into, I always say, the Reagan era, because that's where I grew up, where it was okay to be a man. You know, look at the movies that were in the theaters in the 80s, right? All the Chuck Norris movies, Invasion USA, or even the Rambo movies. When do you see a pro-American, you know, proud to be a male, tough guy movie anymore? You don't see that. And so it's our whole culture is changing. And I'm like, well, we're small, we're tiny. With our magazine and our podcast, we're so blue collar, we're so grassroots. I'm like, if I can make an impact, if I can do something to change that narrative, to change people's mind and let people know it's okay to work with your hands, to be rough and tough and to be a man, all right, or be an alpha female, and then if I can do a little bit of that, then I've done my job, you know? So that's
Jason, I'm not bored and I haven't I'm not out of things to talk about. So I had you guys on the show this week because I thought it was very important. I think you guys are making a very big difference, and you guys have got a voice of that silent majority. And when the media world is, you know, it's dominated by, you know, that liberal, you know, that liberal voice, what you guys are doing is very, very important, and I appreciate it. I know a lot of other people appreciate it. So, man, just keep doing what you're doing, and I am always going to be there to support you. And I know that all these listeners are going to do the same thing. So I've got my next question for you is a little bit odd. But your magazine, it's really obviously it's heavy gun, but it's not in the gun section. You guys are in kind of that men's interest section. Can you tell me, you know, why? And clear that up for me.
Perfect. I'm glad you said it. We're not a gun magazine, but we do celebrate the 2A culture, okay? There's enough gun magazines, and I didn't want to do a gun magazine. And there's one real reason for that, is I didn't want to be lumped in that section. You know what section I'm talking about. It's the bottom shelf, three rows back, all right, that you break your back and your neck trying to get to because they try to hide you. So, no, I insisted that we be in the men's interest section. I want to be standing next to GQ, Men's Fitness, or whatnot, and show them that we belong there, okay? And this is why I fought with our distributor, and they're like, no, you guys have guns, and we're going to put you in. Nope, I'm not going to the outdoor section. I'm not going to the gun section. If we don't thrive in the men's interest section, then that's my fault. But guess what? Our sell-through rates are well above industry average, by the way. Every issue is getting, we're selling more and more and more people are coming on board. And I love going to these sections and seeing skinny jeans, six pack ab, and then there's Michael Rooker butt stroking a Nazi, you know, on a World War II scene or something crazy like
that.
That's
what's up.
But, yeah, you know, and it's, I'm not trying to do shock value. I'm just trying to put out there that there are choices, you know.
So what kind of limitations do they put on you for being in this section?
Oh, God. Look, every issue, you look at our back cover, there's always, we have paid advertisement, and it's this issue is POF. They're a great American rifle company, and they are trying to tell us to take it off the back cover. Yeah. And I was laughing. I'm like, there's no way. You go ahead, take me off the shelves and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll go public big time on this. But because there's nothing wrong with firearms, there's nothing illegal. Yet you look at the weed section, right? Or the, you know, or whatnot. I mean, last time I checked, I believe marijuana was still federally it's still illegal in the federal eyes. But they have tons of those on the shelves. That's fine. But the second I have a gun on my back cover, I'm banned. And we've been banned. We've been banned out of Texas and out of HEB stores last issue for being too aggressive. I guess it is. So I'm willing to put this fight up because, like again, it's something that. We're small, but I'm going to try to make an impact.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Nobody understands and appreciates a fight like I do, because when we did this Antifa ad and everybody came at us, we could have done what everybody's doing nowadays, and it's become cool to do, is just apologize and run for the hills. And I was like, no. We're doubling down, and we're sticking to our guns, and we're going to tell everybody to pack sand. And you know what? It worked for us. So... You know, I say it, and I'm saying it on the air, and I would say this to you privately anyway, but man, if there's ever anything we can do to help you fight the fight, you've got to reach out. But it's channels like this, you know, especially with Bill here at Lock and Load. Yeah. You know, Bill also has a reach that is huge that can also help fight the fight. And we've got to stick together. We always need to stick together because there are, as you said, and we've said numerous times throughout the show, we are the silent majority. We typically don't raise, go kinetic until it's, until it's like time to go kinetic. But, you know, if we organize and work together, we can probably do a good job at that.
Well,
yeah.
The good news is my mic is bolted down again. Jason, I have your number. So if I'm going to take the liberty of giving you a buzz here shortly, because I have an idea for you. And before we run out of time here, let me do the thing that I got to do. PipeHittersUnion.com. Go check them out. Wear the Attitude. Skillset Magazine. Alpha males of the world. Alpha females of the world. You have a place now, a kindred spirit in Barnes & Noble. Go check them out. People, thank you very much for joining me. Back again in 21 hours. This is Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I paid my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.